This is Yorma, and you're listening to Live from the Fur Peace Ranch. Peter Rowan.
Thank you. I left Nashville in about 1991, moved over to Texas there, to Blanco, Texas, center of the universe, home of Camp Howdy. And I've been working on this song all that time, which has been 11 years. This is the last song I was writing when I left Nashville. And Russ Barenberg said, "Man, that's dark." Which is something that they really differentiate between light and dark way down there. But I went back to England about a month ago, and I sang it live for the first time, and I realized that the whole time I was writing it, I was supposed to be able to sing it when I went back there. I made a promise to myself, someday I'd return to these shores. The silver coastline white with waves, the heather green on the moor, where I have left a life behind, lived as a gambling man, searching for that wild high card to play a winning hand. I wandered into a smuggler's saloon, shadows dancing on the wall. At a table green, we played our cards and drank from glasses tall. Next to me, a woman wept, her eyes watching fortune and fame. As I played my last high card, but I could not leave the game. For Lady Luck is a coy mistress, both passionate and proud. And I'm the fool who tries to find her face among the crowd, seeking her reflection there. I could never see her face till I played my last high card, fell into her embrace. And she said, "If you'll permit me, I'll stake you to another round. What you've lost in this game, sir, in another shall be found." The dealer smiled a crooked smile and said, "Show me one honest man. It ain't the car you hold in, my friend, it's how you play your hand." Thank you. when the game had ended at last, in the cold gray light of dawn, the hands of time untied the blinds. In the morning we were one, and the love we made was like footprints on the sand. And as I breathe the cool morning air, I held a winning hand. When all my dreams were broken, I was down on bended knee. Through my pain I called your name, you were there for me, you were there for me. I climbed the highest mountain, I looked down in the deep blue sea. The sky had cried for love, sweet love. You were there for me. You were there for me. Out in San Francisco Bay, the blue waters of the bay, the San Francisco Bay Blues, stands an island called Angel Island. And this is a story that takes place just after the gold rush, when all the Asian immigrants were quarantined on Angel Island. And if you had papers, said somebody was your relative or you're engaged to be married or were married, and that person could come in to the United States. This is while San Francisco Harbor was full of ships sinking and rotting in the mud because everybody had gone off to work in the gold fields. And still they came from Asia, the Chinese, Portuguese, Philippine people, to work on the railroad and dig in the gold mines. paper bride came all the way from China. Golden Gate, San Francisco Bay. Spent a lifetime on Angel Island, waiting for our wedding day. And there's a fortune on Golden Mountain. Stake my claim there in the fall. Left my bride on Angel Island. She wrote these words there on the wall. Like a Chinese painting, shadows wash against the sky, empty brush strokes for my darling. We never said our last goodbye. Thank you. and bride. They'd come to her so hungry, they leave so satisfied. Tonight I'll go out walking like all those other men. I'm not ashamed to love her, I know she don't pretend to really love me. How could she not be true when she whispers in my ear tonight, only you. Forever only you. Solo two. Para siempre solo tú. Far-flung stars like diamonds in the sky. I know she waits only for me, not those other guys. Moonlight dancing on the sea, she rocks me on the waves. On our vessel going home, on my ship will sail. But tonight I'll go out walking like all those other men. I'm not ashamed to love her, I know she don't pretend to really love me. How could she not be true when she whispers in my ear tonight, only you. Forever only you. Solo too. Siempre solo tú. Austin, Texas. Sangre de Cristo, Hot Springs, New Mexico. And the mission bells are ringing over in El Barrio, while in the darkness a lover's whisper soft and low. Oh, love, I thought you were my friend. Mi corazón, we're like a joker move. Don't say this is the end, 'cause it's too late to pretend. Come on and break my heart. Come on and break my heart again. When I awoke, I found that I am dreaming of a tenderness beyond all broken vows. You're a mystery beyond all illusion. Oh, how I long to hold you here and now. Oh, love, I thought you were my friend. Mi corazón, we're like a joker move. Don't say this is the end, 'cause it's too late to pretend. 'Come on and break my heart. Come on and break my heart again. Come on and break my heart. Come on and break my heart again.
This is live from Jorma Kaukonen's Fur Peace Ranch. This concert featuring Peter Rowan, recorded March 30th, 2002.
This is Jorma, and you're listening to Live from the Fur Peace Ranch. Peter Rowan.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's a real pleasure to be here at the Fur Peace Ranch, and we've had a big time here writing songs and kind of picking guitar. And everybody's, this is the penalty-free zone for stealing licks out here. And it kind of reminds me of a little place I have down there near Blanco, Texas. A place I have there called Camp Howdy. Can you give me a good mini Pearl Howdy? Dang, yeah. Goodness gracious. Well, we were down Camp Howdy, just getting ready to come up here, actually, me and a few of the guys, Guy and Berlin, and we invited Jorma to come down. He said he was a little busy, couldn't make it down to Camp Howdy just yet. Well, we were sitting around in the campfire, searching for spiritual sport, kind of surprising ourselves, actually, and went out from in between the acotillo cactus and the pinon pines, came a dude of an hombre, had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot, rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And He took one look at us, fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us and said, what are you boys? Hippies? Howdy, we're vegetarians. Oh, say you boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We going to fly with the free Mexican Air Force. Yeah. Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. Pulled on our cotton drawstring mail-order yogi trousers with the extra flap and slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. I was ready for the spiritual sport. So this dude, whose name was Beauregard Hooligan, we followed him out across the bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight in the moonlight. And we climbed aboard, and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot's seat, and I felt proud. And then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines, and they pulled out the blocks from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. And Lord, by the time we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead, and as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and said, Bo, I called him Bo, this thing fly? Oh, what are you, boy? Superstitious? Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void. Not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. And Beauregard just smiled real peaceful-like to me. And he said, dude. You drive. I grabbed hold of the little wheel and I pulled back. A miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in and we spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind. Yeah. My words exactly. In the Morelos Mountains, campesinos are planting their field, where the ghost of Zapata rides a horse that can still outrun the wheel. High in the sky above and clear out of sight, it's the free Mexican Air Force, and we're flying tonight. At a little ranch called Fur Peace, a cowgirl is cooling her heels, remembering that God gave us herbs and the fruits of the field. But a criminal law that makes outlaws of those seeking life make the free Mexican Air Force
Mescalito riding his white horse. The free Mexican Air Force is flying tonight. Flying so high, how strange and innocent herb causes money to burn. They'll jail you sure as for making those rich fat cats squirm. A fool to make rules with no difference between wrong or right. Make the free Mexican Air Force fly home tonight. Now me and Miss Monica, we went out on the old campaign trail, checking out the Dole, the Newt, and the Bush, and the Bush who went to Yale. And then we met old Whitewater Willie, who never inhaled. Now Willie, he's our ex, 'cause we found out he loves to play the saxophone. Flying so high, the law wants it all, 'cause they think that the wild weed can free us. Freedom for us is a prison for the rulers of might. And the free Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his white horse. The free Texican Air Force is flying tonight. Everybody flying so high, 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 high. Flying tonight. Ole!
Live from Yorma Kaukonen's Fur Peace Ranch is a co-production of the Fur Peace Ranch and WOUB Public Media. The concert producer is Vanessa Kaukonen. The radio series producer is Rusty Smith. Audio engineers Rusty Smith and Adam Rich.
Hey, folks, and welcome to Live from the Fur Peace Ranch. This is Jorma Kaukonen. Tonight, we'd like to bring you Peter Rowan. Peter's been around for a long time. He was a bluegrass boy with Bill Monroe. He's played with David Grisman, Jerry Garcia, practically everybody in Nashville, as well as just being a grand solo artist with an unbelievable voice. Tonight, Rowan performs music from all points during his career. Don't miss this one.
I wish I had someone I knew, just to help me tuck away my blues, lonesome blues. But won't you be that someone to help me lose the blues? I really need someone to love me, someone to kiss, someone to scold me, someone to miss. Say, won't you help me tuck away my blues? I've got the blues. Adio-de-lay. If you ever feel lonesome and you're down in San Antonio, beg, steal, or borrow two nickels or a dime, call me on the phone. I will meet you at Alamo Mission. We can say our prayers. Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us as we kneel there in the moonlight, in the midnight. If you ever feel sorrow for the love you have wronged, with no hope for tomorrow, in the setting of the sun. And the ocean is howling with dreams that might have been. That night's good morning sunrise will be the brightest you've ever seen. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight. Falling out and hanging around. My woman said, hey Pedro, you acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working. Panama Red's back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red, he'll steal your woman then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red, on his white horse Mescalito he come breezing. I bet your woman's up in bed with old Panama Red. Everybody's looking out for him cause they know Red's satisfied. All the girls love to listen to him sing and tell sweet lies. When things get too confusing, darling, we're better off in bed. Don't you be searching all them joints downtown when you've got Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red, he'll steal your woman then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, on his white horse Mescalito he come breezing through town. I bet your woman's up in bed with old. Panama Red. Thank you. Now if this guitar could talk, well, I know it would tell stories of life on the road. Honky-tonk bars and Cadillac cars. Hey, tune up the fiddle, rosin up the bow. Now this guitar belongs to Charlie Sawtell, one of the boys in Hot Rise. Oh, he left it to me with Heather and Jean. To my wondrous surprise, Charlie, it's hard to let go. Tune up the fiddle, on with the show. These old strings are gonna ring, 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 keeping the show on the road. Now this old D18 made by C.F. Martin, way back in 1935, Adirondack spruce top, well, they got it just right. Mahogany back and size. And there's songs in the wood, and there's tunes in the grain of trees 1,000 years old. Ebony fingerboard, mother of pearl, friendship more precious than gold. Hey, Charlie, it's hard to let go. Tune up the fiddle, and on with the show. These old strings are gonna ring, 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 keeping the show. They were once in cahoots with a black cowboy hat and black shades. Behind that disguise, so wicked and wise, was that trailblazing dude we call Slade. Charlie, it's hard to let go. Tune up the fiddle, on with the show. These old strings are gonna ring, 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 keeping the show on the road. Hey, Charlie, I had to let you know.
Thank you. Some of you bluegrass fans, I'm sure, remember the great band Hot Rise and Nick Forrester and Pete Wernick, and they played all over the country, especially out here. I got my start in bluegrass music playing with the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe. When I hired on, I thought I was going to play guitar and sing a little bit, and I ended up being the booking agent too. Then I was the bus driver as well. Bill always said, you know, a man's good to be a hoss. So that's what hosses do, all those things. I said, why do you want me to drive, Bill? After I'd wrecked the bus twice. It might help you someday, Pete. I thought, me? Driving all night to get somewhere? Forget it. Yeah, right. Well, we used to play the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night. And then we'd climb aboard Bill's old bus that we called affectionately the Bluegrass Breakdown. And we'd ride all night. And we knew as we were headed towards Bean Blossom, Indiana, which is just past the little town of Gnawbone. And we got about as far as a place called Horse Caves, Kentucky, when the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were stranded on the highway about sunrise, watching the sky turn purple and red in the east. I was standing outside the bus overlooking the valley, watching that purple mist come up, and I was standing next to Bill. He came up next to me and stood there, and we didn't say anything for a while. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise, you can hear what he calls the ancient tones. He walked up to me, he said, Pete Rones. He always called me plural. Pete Rones, you listen good to this and don't you ever forget it? And he brought this melody out of the air and he sang it and I helped put some words to it. I'm gonna play it for you. It's called The Walls of Time.
The wind is blowing across the mountains and down o'er the valley way. It sweeps the grave of my darling. When I die, that's where I want to go. Lord, send the angels for my darling and take her to that home on high. Through the walls of time, Lord.
This is live from Jorma Kalkinen's Fur Peace Ranch. This concert featuring Peter Rowan, recorded March 30th, 2002.